From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hillary concedes.
Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans.
At this hour in New York City, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton conceding her loss yesterday to Donald Trump, the next president of the United States.
This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for. And I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together.
Her concession speech highlighted what she called the reasons for her endeavor and the reason for her support.
I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort. This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted.
President Obama called Mr. Trump early Wednesday to congratulate him on his victory and invited him to the White House on Thursday. The White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said in a statement that President Obama also called Hillary Clinton to express his admiration for her strong campaign. President Obama is to make a statement later on today. This is VOA News. World stock markets sank on Wednesday after Republican Donald Trump won the U.S. election, triggering chronic uncertainty that sent investors fleeing for safe haven assets. Asia kicked off the so-called Trump slump, with Tokyo diving on concerns over the untested policies of the billionaire businessman. Europe followed suit, tipping about 2% lower at the open in Frankfurt, London, and Paris, but the British market rebounded briefly into slender gains after Trump's conciliatory victory speech. When he takes office as president, Donald Trump will work shoulder to shoulder with leaders of NATO's top member states who happen to be women. During the campaign, Trump was accused of having a disrespectful attitude to women. The concern adds to questions of whether he will sustain the U.S. commitment to defend members of the world's most powerful alliance. Trump stunned the alliance and defense analysts when he told the New York Times the U.S. would defend NATO members against Russian aggression only if they paid their fair share in contributions to the alliance. This is analyst Christine Cheng from King's College in London.
Well, racial divide, economic divide,
Donald Trump and what he represents with respect to NATO in particular is dangerous. He is going straight at the heart of the alliance. And even the idea of calling that into dispute, I think, terrifies a lot of particularly the Eastern European countries.
But analysts like Cheng say it's not only his stance on NATO that gets the president-elect off to a shaky start with alliance members. His disrespectful remarks about women during the campaign could make for some awkward encounters with NATO's heavy hitters, including Britain's Theresa May and Germany's Angela Merkel. But there's a general agreement that Trump, May, and Merkel may have one thing in common. They're all business when it matters. This is Mary Evans from the London School of Economics.
I think Mrs. Merkel, who in some ways I think is much more of a European than Theresa May is, I think she's going to regard Donald Trump as a kind of United States phenomenon in a way which just says this country, this extraordinarily rich and vital country, produces all kinds of ideas and people who are extraordinary in European terms.
India's government tried to calm panic on Wednesday caused by the bomb cell decision to withdraw 500 to 1,000 rupee notes from circulation. The move left millions of people stranded without cash as banks and cash machines were ordered to close on Wednesday in preparation for the turnaround. Tuesday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the notes would no longer be legal tender in a blitz against black money, and replacement 500 and 2,000 rupee bills would be available beginning on Thursday. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.